So this is Christina again at Open Science Barcamp, and I'm here with Claudia Göbel, and we just both participated in a session that Claudia hosted about citizen science. Claudia, just tell us briefly who you are and what your relation to open science is.
So I work at the European Citizen Science Association. That is a European NGO looking to network people who do citizen science. And our headquarters is hosted by the Berlin Museum of Natural History, where we, where we also linked into the citizen science and open science activities. My relation to open science is in my graduate studies, I did some research on science 2.0 and got interested. And then later on, I thought, okay, but wait a minute, we're making everything open. But for whom actually? And then, I started working on and doing research on citizen science. That is, when members of the public participate in research projects. So I came here to the Open Science Barcamp and, then I suggested the session because there was none on doing research with people outside academia. So I find the discussion in open science is very much staying within the traditional research communities. And I think it's important to open that a little bit further even. And so, yeah, we had great discussions in the session.
So what did you feel was the reaction to the Open Science Barcamp participants when confronted with the idea of citizen science? Is this a natural connection, or was there some question, critique, opposition to the connection?
Hi, that's interesting. I think it is usually, so once you talk about it, it is perceived usually as some kind of a natural connection, but then there's the question, so why don't we talk about it more? And that came out a little bit, but then also we were discussing, okay, does the term citizen science as such make sense? Isn't that the wrong term? Does the citizen inside make sense? And a lot of criticism also, is it a patronizing concept altogether? So all of this, of course you need to address that, so that such a concept like citizen science can make sense for doing research. And then also other parts of the discussions we were having looked at, okay, how is citizen science related to, is it only about doing research together, or is it also about science communication or science education or knowledge transfer? So we try to put it somewhere in that spectrum of activities. And to be honest, quite many people had already experience with hearing the term, and then they were having some examples from their work. And quite some actually also did citizen science themselves. So that was really nice.
So what's your take on it? How is citizen science connected to science education or science communication?
I think here you really, it's difficult to make a very broad statement on this. And probably you need to consider the citizen science practices or activities case by case to think about that. And one aspect of citizen science that makes that more difficult is that many, many different types of participatory research are lumped under that umbrella term of citizen science. And some of them are very much focusing on education through doing research, for example. Others are nearly only education, and others don't care so much for education. So you should look a little bit deeper. There are also different schools of citizen science.
Of course. So from your perspective, what kinds of maybe discipline or fields of research are very good for implementing citizen science when it comes to actually fostering the science itself? Like, is there any specific discipline or research field that is best done with citizen science?
That's an interesting question. I think traditionally we see a lot of citizen science happening in ecology and environmental data gathering. Yeah, this is one of the strong fields where it is. And then another one is types of research where you can crowdsource data or do pattern recognition tasks and really split the different tasks. But I wouldn't go so far as we find activities that we can, if you can call citizen science if you want, in almost all research disciplines. So there is mathematics examples of having blogs discussing mathematical concepts. A lot of work in geography.
What about
sociology, social sciences and humanities? There's also it's not so popular yet, but there are many examples coming. So I wouldn't I don't have a discipline yet where I haven't heard an example of having a participation element for the research yet. But yeah, of course, that's
Okay, I think that's a great answer. You haven't heard of a discipline that couldn't use a little citizen science, really.
Yeah.
In the presentation and during the discussion, you also mentioned a policy brief that has just been published. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so this was something that I wanted to discuss with people here at the Open Science Barcamp because I have found out, or we have found out with colleagues, that in the open science discussions, citizen science is sometimes mentioned and more mentioned, but not really talked about and not really explained then. And also, if it is mentioned, then it relates mostly to either crowdsourcing or to science education, but not really to research. So there was the feeling that there is much more to say about citizen science than is currently discussed in the open science communities, and that we should start linking these communities to have more interesting discussions. Also, because a lot of the work on tools and on concepts and principles that we find in the open science communities would be really useful for talking about citizen science data or the hardware that we use or how we frame participation there. So we got together a group of experts from both fields and started writing a little briefing on where are the links between citizen science and open science on a very high level. So it's exploring those two concepts very basically and then trying to draw lines of how could they actually help each other.
So who's the target group of that briefing?
This is for very generally everybody who wants to learn more about citizen science and open science, how they can be related. And more specifically, it's about people who work with one of the two approaches in their work. And want to see how that links to the other, how they could incorporate the other.
That sounds very interesting. I'll make sure to check it out. And I'm sure everybody who listens to us today and in the future will check it out too. Is there anything else that you took away from the session just now that keeps spinning in your mind and that you will take over to the dinner discussions and the drinks and snacks that we're going to have?
I have to think. It's many things are still like, so apparently the science education question is one important one. And then also the issue came about the training. I think like a lot of open science discussions are moving into how can we do training with people on open science. And I'm still asking myself, okay, what place can citizen science have in these trainings? And can it have one or not? And yeah, so this is a little bit in my head right now.
Okay, I think open science training is a very important topic in the community right now. So how to include citizen science is definitely something that we will all keep on our agendas and make sure to include. Claudia, this was the last session of the Open Science Barcamp today. How did you like the day?
Oh, it was brilliant. Yeah, a lot of discussions. I was so glad that people, after all of these great discussions, made it to the last session and still we had a very vivid discussion. So that was great.
Well, you made it fun. Thank you for that. And also thank you for taking the time to talking to Open Science Radio.
Thank you.
Goodbye.